Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masechet Seduyos, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Shlosh Dvar Mamar Rabbi Shmuel Lefnei Chachamim B'Kerem B'Yavne. There were three things that Rabbi Shmuel said in front of the Chachamim in Kerem B'Yavne, which is where the Chacham used to sit in rows, like vines are arranged in a vineyard. Al Beitza Trufa Shimisun Al Gabe Yarek Shel Truma Shehu Chibur, that if you have a beaten egg that the yolk and the white get all mixed together, and it's put on top of a vegetable, and its full yom touches that egg. See, even though it is chulin, and because an egg can't be truma, you're not mafresh truma from eggs, and its full yom doesn't affect chulin. Nevertheless, it's considered to be one single dish, and therefore the vegetables with our truma, which are truma rather, become tame as if the full yom had touched them. So essentially, like imagine a vegetable dish that has eggs or dressing or something like that on it, where the eggs themselves do not have the capacity to become tummy from a tevil yom, but the vegetables do. But you didn't touch the vegetables, you touched the egg, but the egg is part of this vegetable food, and therefore it's considered that it's one big food, and the tevil yom has the capacity to be metamiyat. But if it's resting on top of the vegetables, it's not mixed in with the vegetables, then it's not considered a single food, and therefore the tevil yom touching the egg has no impact. That if you leave while you're harvesting one stalk that you didn't harvest, and the top of that stalk reaches the height of the grain, so if you were to cut it with the kama, so then it belongs to the balabais, the Mishnah says. Im nixtra imakama, if you take one swing of the sickle and it cuts it together with the standing grain, hareishal balabais, then the balabais is allowed to keep it. Vim lav, but otherwise, if it can't be cut in one swing, hareishal anim, then it belongs to the anim, that's considered to be shikha. And third thing is, valgina katana, shimukefes aris, that if you have a small garden that is surrounded by, you have five grapevines that are planted and resting on poles. So that's what we call an aris. So you have this small garden that's surrounded by vines resting on poles. Im yeshba kumlo botzer v'salo mikan, umlo botzer v'salo mikan, tizareya v'imlav lo tizra. That if there's enough space in between for a guy who harvests grapes and his basket to stand in between the grapes, and whatever else you're going to plant in between, then you're allowed to plant stuff in the garden, as long as you leave that amount of space in between, and it's not considered kalayim. But if the garden is too small to have space for that, then you cannot plant in between, because it looks like it's a violation of kalayim. Moving on now to Mishnah Hey. Shlosh Dvar Mamul Fnei Rabbi Shmuel. There are three things that they said in front of Rabbi Shmuel. But he wouldn't say one way or the other whether it's asur or mutter. Upirshin Rabbi Shua ben Masya, and Rabbi Shua ben Masya explained them. Number one, hamapis morsa b'Shabbos. If a person pops a pimple on Shabbos, im lasol slapeh, if his purpose in doing so is to open up the wound to allow air to come in, so chayiv, then he's chayiv because he created an opening. Vim lahotzi on Shabbos, vim lahotzi menalecha. But if the purpose was just to extract the pus, but not to allow air to come in, then pater, then he's going to be pater. That's what we call a malacha shein sricha legufa. And this is one of the rare cases where the word pater does not mean pater av lasser, it actually means pater, and it's even mutter to do, because we assume that a malacha shein sricha legufa, when there's a certain amount of tsar, is going to be mutter. Valatzad nachash b'Shabbos, and if a person traps a snake on Shabbos, im esasik shlo yishchenu, pater. Again, it's a malacha shein sricha legufa. If you're trapping the snake so that it won't bite you, so that's makom tsar, so then you'll be Potter, which means it's potter and mutter. You're not trapping the snake because you want a snake. You're trapping the snake because you don't want it to bite you. So that's called, even though melach of tzedos to trap something, it's only when you trap something because you want something. When you're trapping it because you don't want it, that's melach shein srich lugufa. This is why you're probably allowed to trap bees in the sukkah under plastic cups, because you're trapping them not because you have such a fascination with collecting bees. You're trapping them because you just don't want them to hurt you. The imler refuah, But if you're trapping the snake because there's some medicine that you're able to extract from the snake, so then you really want the snake, then chayiv, then you're chayiv on Shabbos. Va'lefasin eronios, shehim tahoros ba'olameis, utmeos b'masa hazav. Lefasin eronios is a klicheres, it's closed, that's made like a ball, that's hollow on the inside, and after they heat it up in the kivshan, they cut it in the middle, and it becomes like two bowls, right? So it's like a circle that's hollow on the inside, and then they cut it, and it becomes two bowls. So it's tahor ba'olameis, as long as they haven't yet cut it open yet, because a klicheres is not mekabel tuma from the outside. It's only mekabel tuma from the inside. But it's tame b'masa hazav with tumas hesed, that if the zav moves it around from one place to the other, it's going to be tame even though it doesn't have any open airspace. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik omer af b'masa hazav tars meshlo nigmar melachtan, that it's not even going to be subject to tumah of masa hazav because it didn't have a gemar melacha, so it's not considered to be a full-fledged kli. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Dalet we said three things that Rabbi Shmuel said in Keren B'Yavne. Number one was if you have a vegetable with eggs on it as part of the same dish, tevul yom touches the eggs, it's metame the whole dish, but if the egg is sitting on top and he touches the egg, it's not metame the whole dish. Number two is you have a small stalk next to a standing piece of grain. If you cut it together in one swing, so then it belongs to the balabais. Otherwise, it belongs to the aniyim, and it becomes shikha. And number three, that if you have a small garden which is surrounded by vines, so if there's enough space to leave room on all sides of where you're going to plant between the vines and where you're going to plant for the harvester to stand with his basket, then you're allowed to plant in between. Otherwise, you're not allowed to plant in between. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said three things that Rabbi Yishmael didn't say, Isser or Heter, but Rabbi Shob and Masi explained them. One is if you pop a pimple on Shabbos, just if it's to make an opening, you're chayiv for doing so on Shabbos, for making an opening on Shabbos. If it's to remove pus, then it's a machshin shrichul guf for your potter. And if you try, second was if you trap a snake on Shabbos, if you just don't want it to bite you, then it's potter or mutter because it's machshin shrichul guf. But if you're trying to do it for a fool, you're going to be chayiv. And if you have these clay cheres balls that normally you would cut open, so but you haven't cut them open yet, they're tar ba'olameis, but the tamei b'masa hazav. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said it's even tar b'masa hazav because it's not yet considered a completed kli. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav.